I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 7:30.
It's 45 degrees.
Freeways are looking good. It's city streets that are struggling this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, the cleanup continues across northern Utah after a powerful windstorm toppled trees and power lines.
The crash that we heard was actually the light hitting the floor.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live on the scene in Centerville to begin our live team coverage. John?
Yeah, Amanda, an intense windstorm early yesterday left a path of destruction in northern Utah, and especially in Davis County. Due to strong wind gusts again last night, the effort to clean up has been compromised, and a lot of the carnage still remains. Centerville Police Chief Paul Child describes what their city's dealing with.
We still have power outages throughout the city. Here in this neighborhood, there's a power line down that's blocking the road. We've got a tree that's completely blocking 4th East.
In fact, he says the city experienced 18 major power line incidents yesterday, including this one at 4th East and 10th North that I'm currently looking at. In terms of power, city officials estimate that almost all the residents experienced an outage yesterday and into the night, although some locations on the north side have their lights back on this morning. Now, in hopes of expediting the cleanup effort today, Mayor Clark Wilkinson has signed a declaration of emergency for the city. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Over 100,000 homes and businesses in Utah are without power this morning as Rocky Mountain Power continues to try and repair power lines damaged by the windstorm.
Some of these outages are going to continue through the day and a few of them into Thursday. Think of that and keep that in mind so that this restoration effort doesn't take you by surprise.
Spokesperson Spencer Hall says their crews are having to go through backyards and clear out trees before poles can be repaired. He also reminds all of us to stay away from the downed power lines and make sure your kids aren't playing near them.
No classes today at Weber State University because of wind damage and power outages, but the University of Utah will be in session, and four public school districts have canceled classes again today. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas has the rundown.
Salt Lake City, Davis, Ogden, and Weber districts will not hold classes today. Granite School District says several of its schools will be closed today because of power outages. They include Bonneville Junior High, Connections High School, Eastwood, Spring Lane, and Upland Terrace Elementary Schools. Canyons District says three of its schools are still without power, and they'll be closed today. Albion Middle School, Brookwood Elementary, and Quail Hollow Elementary. Both the Cache and the Logan School District say power has been restored to their schools, and they will be operating today. St. Joseph Catholic School, Ascent Academy in Farmington, Layton Christian Academy, and Ogden Preparatory Academy are closed today. The Syracuse Arts Academy will be open. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
A man who lives in Salt Lake's Rose Park neighborhood says the storm has brought people together as they cleaned up fallen trees. Marcus Wolfgram says there were so many downed trees, people couldn't get out.
About 5 or 6 streets, 3 to 4 trees a street, and we're just basically just trying to clear them out.
Wolfgram and several others spent much of yesterday cutting up those fallen trees so they could be moved out of the way.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. Bad news. Winds will continue today. Good news? They won't be quite as strong as yesterday.
Well, it was another night where we had some strong winds in the canyon areas, but we're expecting these stronger canyon winds to finally fade out. It'll still remain breezy, but nothing like those winds that we saw yesterday. Thankfully, it gives folks a chance to get some cleanup done.
Grant says summer temperatures will be back this weekend.
It's already a record year for California wildfires. KSL's top national stories now. Back to Sean Michael Lyle. He's live at the KSL National News Desk.
Tim, wildfires are burning from the top of California down to the Mexican border. Governor Gavin Newsom is blaming climate change.
I quite literally have no patience for climate change deniers.
A record 2 million acres has burned this summer. A state of emergency has also been declared in Oregon. President Trump set to announce today further reductions in U.S. troops in Iraq from 5,200 to 3,000. The president has previously said,
the plan is to get out of endless wars, to bring our soldiers back home.
A reduction in troop numbers in Afghanistan also expected to be announced soon. 10 people were killed today by a bomb in Afghanistan targeting their vice president. Amrullah Saleh suffered minor burns, correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
No one immediately claimed responsibility for the bombing, and the Taliban quickly denied they were behind the attack.
A member of the Norwegian parliament has nominated President Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize, citing the historic agreement between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. Christian Tybring-Gjedde also nominated the president in 2018. The Peace Prize is awarded October 11th. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.